You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
What is CPC's broad agenda? Over the past 5 years, we have set out a broad agenda. Some tasks have been completed, while others need further work. This party congress has set new goals and new tasks. We must make coordinated efforts to see them through. Following decades of hard work, socialism with Chinese characteristics has entered a new era. In this new context, we must take on a new image, and more importantly, achieve greater success. The coming 5 years between the 19th and the 20th CPC National Congresses are a period in which the time frames of the two centenary goals will converge. We must deliver the first centenary goal. We must also embark on the journey towards the second centenary goal. As I look ahead to the next 5 years, I see several important junctures. In 2018, we will mark the 40th anniversary of the launch of Reform and Opening Up. Reform and Opening Up is a crucial move that is shaping China's future. 40 years of reform and opening up has made it possible for our people to lead decent, comfortable lives. Reviewing our experience and building on a strong momentum, we will continue to modernize the state governance system and capacity, achieve deeper all-round reform, and open China still wider to the world. We will see that reform and opening up complement and reinforce each other. It is my conviction that the rejuvenation of the Chinese nation will become a reality in the course of reform and opening up. In 2019, we will celebrate the 70th anniversary of the founding of the PRC. We will act on the new development philosophy and strive for sustained and healthy economic growth that benefits people in China and all around the world. We will continue our efforts to accomplish all the tasks laid down in the 13th Five-Year Plan, develop a new blueprint for China's future, and see all our endeavors bear fruit. These efforts will contribute towards a more prosperous and stronger People's Republic. In 2020, we will achieve moderate prosperity in all respects throughout the country. This is a society to be enjoyed by each and every one of us. On the march towards common prosperity, no one will be left behind. We will mobilize the whole party and the whole country in the resolute push to deliver on our pledge, eradicating poverty in China. The aspirations of the people to live a better life must always be the focus of our efforts. We must remain committed to the people-centered philosophy of development. Strive to guarantee and improve living standards, make steady progress towards enhancing our people's sense of gain, happiness, and security, and realize common prosperity for all our people. I have no doubt that our people's lives will further improve year after year. In 2021, we will mark the centenary of the CPC. For the party that champions the cause of lasting prosperity of the Chinese nation, this centenary sees us in the prime of life. As the world's largest political party, the CPC must behave in a way commensurate with its status. History makes it abundantly clear that our party is equally capable of leading the people to spearhead a great social revolution and engaging in significant self-reform. We, as its members, must always be youthful in spirit and forever be the servant of the people, the vanguard of the times, and the backbone of our nation. Exercising full and rigorous governance over the party is a journey to which there is no end. We should never entertain the idea of slowing our pace or halting our step for a break. Rather, we must continue to rid ourselves of any contaminant that erodes the party's fabric, make great efforts to foster a healthy political environment of integrity, and generate waves of positive energy throughout our party, which build to a mighty nationwide force driving China's development and progress.
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.